Hey everybody, God bless you. Man, I hope you were at that concert this past Friday with Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. It was lit. The atmosphere was just, it was anointed. Anthony Brown, he doesn't just perform, and he can, but he ministers. So we were so blessed by him and his group therapy. We had a great time Friday night. If you missed it, oh man, sorry you missed it. But we I have some announcements here. Of course, you may have heard that we are celebrating 40 years of ministry in 40 days. I mean, we'll be throwing stuff in there all year long for the rest of the year, but we've chosen to just pack some things in 40 days as we celebrate 40 years of ministry and 40 years of God's goodness. So we've been posting some inspirational things on our social media page for the next 40 days. We have some guest speakers coming up and some surprise giveaways starting this Sunday. Speaking of this Sunday, we're going to be ministered to in the Word of God with or through Minister Marcia Washington. Come on, I know y'all know who she is. Amen. She was with us for years and years. Amen. So she had to be a part of this celebration. So she's this coming Sunday, July 27th. And then on August the 3rd, we'll have Minister Henry Hall ministering the Word of God to us in our 10 a.m. service. Then on August 10th, the prophet Dr. Mark Barclay is going to be ministering to us and being in the house. Amen. Also on August 17th, we'll have Minister Milan Devine, who is an anointed saxophonist, and as well as Andrew Walls, who is head of our praise and worship team. He's going to minister to us along with his band. And then last but not least, absolutely not, on August 24th, we're going to have Dr. Helen Trowbridge ministering in our services. She's a powerful woman of God. So don't miss the celebration, all right? And then last, I want to announce our men's ministry. Men's ministry is having an ongoing More Than a Conqueror, and it's for all men ages 16 and older are invited to join in the Conqueror Series workshop. The next one is on Saturday, July 26th at 10 a.m. Come out and bring someone with you, men of God. Help a man, help a brother out. And come and get away from the noise and be encouraged by the other men in the room and be blessed by the word. All right, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, you are an awesome God. We love you. We appreciate you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being in our midst here across these devices on this online service. Holy Spirit, speak through me. Use me tonight to encourage your people. And we just thank you so much. We thank you so much. And we believe all these things, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I wanted to, of course, encourage you tonight. You know, one thing I've learned, if there's nothing else I've learned, and I've learned a lot, but I have learned that throughout a Christian's life, any Christian's life, one thing I've learned is that people get discouraged. We get discouraged. I get discouraged. It's something that we always have to face, some more often than others. God expects us all to get to a place where we are equipped enough to encourage ourselves, but there are times, lots of times, that we need help. Again, some more than others. And so I wanted to share some verses of scripture with you, hopefully to encourage you. Amen. Well, if you have your Bible, with you, I'm going to be reading from Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 35, and I'll be reading verse 35 and 36. All right. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Now, verse 35 says, do not cast away your confidence. Now, we all know that confidence or self-confidence is trusting in oneself and relying on yourself. You have confidence in you. You ever see somebody just come into a room and when they come into a room, they know they're confident of what they're going to say, how they look, and, you know, that they're going to handle the environment. You might say, well, that's my problem because I don't have any confidence. Well, the word confidence that I'm talking about is different than that. And of course, we know as Christians, the best way for us to succeed, amen, and for everything that our hand touches to be blessed is to be confident in the Lord Jesus and not ourselves. Amen. But I want to share with you this word confidence. Now I'm going to give you the definition. So the word confidence is the Greek word, comes from the Greek word parousia. And it means freedom in speaking. Now we're thinking again confidence and assurity and things like that. But that word confidence, and he's saying, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. That word, according to the Thayer's lexicon, it means freedom in speaking. We all have that ability, amen? Freedom in speaking, unreservedness in speech. Like when we speak, we're not reserved about it. It means openly. It means frankly. It means without concealment. It means that word confidence means without ambiguity. In other words, our confidence doesn't lie in, we're not walking around telling parables. We're not walking around being vague, and just tossing innuendos around. No, we're talking about openly and frankly, to the point where people know what we're talking about. And that's where our confidence needs to come from. It means free and fearless confidence. Now, of course, that means confidence in God. It means cheerful courage. It means boldness. So the writer to the Hebrew Christians, he's telling them that don't throw away, don't cast away. That word cast away, it means to throw away. So don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your freedom in speaking. Look, that's what I said. What do we have to face constantly as Christians? Being discouraged and being told by the enemy or being told by other people that all that faith stuff you're talking, it's not going to work. God doesn't do that anymore. God isn't going to do that for you. Amen. Somebody say the devil is a liar. And in the Strong's concordance, that word confidence, it also means all outspokenness. It means frankness. It means bluntness. Look, God wants us, the writer to Hebrews, he's telling you, don't throw away your bluntness. Don't throw away your all outspokenness. Matter of fact, most of us need to get more outspoken. So as we learn the scriptures, as we learn the word of God, as we trust God in past situations, it should cause us to get to a place where we continue, or even more so, to increase and develop in our all outspokenness. It means frankness. It means bluntness. Look, just bluntly and you know, without hesitation, just say what God says. Confess the word of God. Confess the promises of God. And again, the importance is for us to know that our confidence shouldn't lie in ourselves. Amen. Because a lot of us didn't grow up with any confidence. We didn't have self-confidence. But now it's not as necessary as it is for this kind of confidence. Now, you might not be confident in yourself, but you should be able to be frank. You should be able to move in all outspokenness according to the word of God. Whether it's the word of God, whether it's a word that God has spoken to you recently about a specific situation, about what you're going through, what you need to hear, then you need to speak it out. It means, and this is one word that really got me, it means publicity. Publicity. Look, your confidence, your outward speaking, your freedom in speaking, you being unreserved in your speech and being open and frank and without concealment. So apparently the Hebrew Christians here, they were going through something. They were doing the right thing. They were saying what they had seen. They were saying what God has said. They were saying what the apostles had said and other believers. They were speaking. They were speaking out the promises of God. And of course, you and I, we can do that. We are quite capable of doing that. There's nothing that can stop us from doing that. Amen. But the word publicity, in other words, our confidence means we should be saying some things that we should be saying things that are public. Like, people should be hearing about what we're saying. People should be hearing about what we're doing. Amen. And what we're believing God for. Therefore, he's telling them here, the fact that he says, therefore, now I'm going to go back up to verse 32. It says, but recall the former days in which after you were illuminated. That word illuminated means enlightened. In other words, you were enlightened by the word of God. You found out that the scriptures about healing belong to you. You found out that the scriptures about prosperity belong to you. The promises of God belong to you. Amen. You found out that it's God that gives you the power to get wealth, to establish his covenant. So these people, they were illuminated. They were illuminated. So he was, but as time went on, it's talking about they were being made a spectacle. They experienced some down days because of the hard things, the tests and trials that they were going to. So by verse 35, he said, therefore, do not cast away. In other words, they've been saying things in the past, right? How many of us, we say things, we're saying, oh no, I know God is going to show up in my life. I know God is going to save my family. I know God is going to heal my body. You know, the things that we're believing God for, they had been openly and frankly and without concealment. The scripture talks about them being a spectacle. They were being heard. Look, most of us, we're not out there speaking our confidence, right? We're not really out there publicly. These people were, but we should be, amen? So we should be openly and frankly and free. It says free and fearless confidence, cheerful courage, boldness, and assurance. And he was telling them, no, wait. Do not throw away. That word cast away means do not throw away your speech. Do not throw away. What have you been saying? What has God told you? What have you been saying about what God has told you? You know, we're supposed to repeat what God has told us. We're talking about doubling down on declarations and decrees. That's so important for us. The declaration and decrees that we speak out, they're our confidence. They're our freedom in speaking. They're our all outspokenness, right? We're being blunt. What does God say? We're being blunt. We're saying what he says. And so God is encouraging us here to wait. I know you're facing things. I know things are coming against you, right? Again, as a pastor, I've learned that we have to go through this regularly, especially when we're believing God. When we've gotten to a place where we know God is going to put food on our table, or we know God that is always going to cause us to find the right job, you know, so we progress. But then our faith takes us to different levels where we have to believe God for a miracle, or to believe God to start a business, or for God to heal us of something that is incurable. So our faith, as we're going from faith to faith, we have to remember that we want to hold on to our confidence. We want to hold on to what we're saying. He's saying here, don't stop saying what you're saying, because it actually says here, let's read the rest of it. It says, which has great, the King James Version says, cast away therefore not your confidence, your speech, your freedom in speaking, what you're declaring publicly, where people hear you. And if you're bold enough to speak it out, then you're going to have to anticipate some pushback. It doesn't mean that the promise isn't going to come to pass. It doesn't mean that you're not going to see what God has promised you would see. But it does mean that we have to keep our confidence on. We're not supposed to throw it away. We're not supposed to let anything cause us to throw away, to stop, to abort our belief and confessions in the promises of God. How many of you, what do you believe in God for right now? What have you been saying? What have you decided? What have you decided? I'm believing God for this. I'm believing that I'm going to have peace of mind. I'm believing that God is going to reconcile my marriage. I believe God told me 15 years ago, maybe, you're going to have your own business. So what is it that you've been confessing? Maybe you've stopped. And now this is the time for you to pick it back up. Amen. But he's encouraging us, don't even get to a place where you laid it down. He said, wait. I know things look contrary. I know looks like what you've been saying and confessing looks like it ain't never going to happen. But he's saying, wait, don't throw it away. Don't stop saying what you're saying. Don't stop believing what you're believing. Don't stop declaring, decreeing what you've been declaring and decreeing. Why? Because he says here, that it has great recompense of reward. Now, it is a given. It should be a given that all of us as Christians, that we are lined up with the will of God. That means whatever's happening to us in life, whatever is transpiring, whatever progress we're making, we should be making it in the Lord. In other words, we as Christians, since we've been bought with a price and we're not our own, we should all be on the path that God has put us on. Amen. And so we're not rogue. We're not renegade Christians. We are fulfilling the plan of God for us, for our lives. Amen. And so we shouldn't just be doing stuff this random. You know, we have to do things right. We have to, again, we are not our own. We belong to God. So we should be walking the path, doing the will that he has laid out for us and spoken over us. So what happens? We declare and we decree the promises of God, right? We say what God says. Look, if this is written and If God says that his glory is going to show up in my life, if God says that he's poured out his spirit upon all flesh, including mine, if God has told me that I've called you to a purpose and a plan and a good future, that's what we should be saying, and that's where we should be heading. Amen. And the reason why we don't want to throw away off our speech, faith requires speech. Faith requires saying what the word of God says, right? So, but what it does, it results, if you look at this scripture, Hebrews 10:35, the result is a reward. God will reward our speech. God will reward. We're speaking publicly. We're telling people publicly what God has promised us, what God will do for you, what God will do for them. Amen. And we confess these things. And the writer of Hebrews here is saying that your confidence, your speaking, your boldness in speaking, you're being frank, not vague. You know, not making stuff up. I mean, you know, Christians make stuff up. God didn't say that. We say what he says. And so so God is telling us here that your speech, your confidence, your freedom of speaking, your boldness, your frankness, your bluntness about what God says, it has its rewards. He's telling them, don't give up. How many of you heard your blessings just around the corner? Again, when we find ourselves being discouraged, we have to continue to speak freely. We have to continue to speak the word of God because we will be rewarded. Amen. Praise the Lord. We know that Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing." Your confidence, your freedom in speaking, your speaking publicly, you speaking the promises of God, saying what God will do in Jesus' name, saying it out loud, that is well-doing. And Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary." We can't get tired. That's what he's encouraging him here. Don't get tired in well-doing. Don't get tired in sowing. Don't get tired in your confidence. Remember, confidence means it's the word parousia. Again, it's not us. It's not like a state of being. It's really talking about what we're saying, as we're living. And he says, "For in due season we shall reap if we faint not." The writer of Hebrews is encouraging those people. Look, guys, I know you're going through a whole bunch right now. The early church, it wasn't an easy life. Amen. It wasn't easy. It was the first time that the gospel came out. Look, people have been hearing about the gospel for years and years. But with these people, it was the beginning of the gospel. It was the beginning of the kingdom of God coming out. So they were facing many, many things. And he was telling them, you keep doing what you're doing. You keep saying what you're saying because you're going to be rewarded. How many of you know that God is a rewarder? The term recompense of reward, it's describing, that terminology is describing somebody. It means payment, recompense of reward. It means payment for a person's work. That's why I say we shouldn't be random. We should be walking the path that God has for us. Amen. So that we can say, the Bible says that we can be confident that when we pray or when we say anything according to God's will, he hears us. He hears us. When we're doing things God's way, when we're saying things God's way, it has great, that means maximum. Our confidence, our confession, us expressing what we're believing that God will do, what God will give to us, right? When we confess where we're going, right? Then there is a reward. So we can read these verses and know that it pays to serve God. It pays to do the right thing. It pays to speak kingdom language. It pays to talk your faith and express your faith, right? We know that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So what am I saying? And I'll end here. That again, we constantly go through different things, different seasons, different stages in our Christian life. But as we walk out the plan and purpose that God has for us, not what we have for us, amen? But when we're walking out the plan and purpose that God has for us, right? He's already prepared things for us. And as we are fearless, as we speak these things openly and frankly, we're going to see a payday. We're going to see a payday. Amen. There will be, if we don't throw away our speech, if we don't throw away, if we don't just say, all this stuff doesn't work, this faith stuff doesn't work. No, we need to keep doing what we're doing. And our reward is coming. Can you say that? Say, my reward is coming. Payday is coming. My words, my speech, my faith, my trust in God is going to pay off. That is guaranteed. Hebrews 11 says God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. God rewards people. You know, it's okay. In other words, you know, I think about how the beauty of being a Christian and the beauty of serving God, we pay things. We do things out of our pocket. We do things out of our own money. Lots of times we burn gas. We feed people. We do kind things for people. We stay diligent. We serve God. We're not like, again, renegades who aren't a part of anything, aren't part of a church, aren't part of a family, not accountable to anybody. But those of us who love God and we want to please him and serve him, and we expend things, we spend things, we're spending things all the time. I often think about the helps ministry, people who serve in helps, in the church. Like, they don't get paid, they don't get a salary, but I know that God is paying them, that God is taking care of them. The happiest people I know are people that are serving God. And why can I say that? They're happy because they find out that I or any pastor or anyone could never repay them or pay them or recompense them for what they have done and what they are doing, amen, in the kingdom of God. So come on, y'all. Don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away your words. Don't give up on your words. Don't give up on your confidence in God. Don't stop speaking faith speech. Don't stop declaring and decreeing. Don't stop serving God and walking with God, because there is great recompense of reward, or there is great reward waiting for you. The Amplified in verse 35 says, do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. That's a payout for services rendered. Come on, y'all. If you're serving God, that's services rendered. And God is not negligent. God says he's not going to forget. He won't ever forget your labor of love that you've shown towards him by serving his people. Amen. So come on, y'all. I don't care what's happening. I don't care what's happening. Don't throw away your confidence. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep saying what you're saying. Matter of fact, maybe you need to double down on what you're saying. Amen. But God is faithful, and he will reward you for living a life that pleases him and living a life of faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, everybody. Next week is Healing School, and I'll see you this Sunday, July 27th, when Minister Marsha Washington is in the house as we celebrate 40 years of God's goodness. All right. I love you. I'll see you soon. Bye.